I'm Derry Stover. I'm with the Nebraska Department of Health. I'm going to be talking about work-related outpatient surgeries and how we evaluated this data set in Nebraska and its potential use for Auk Health surveillance. So surgeries due to a work-related injury or illness are important events. They utilize healthcare costs and they can result in lost time. Surgeries in the outpatient settings have increased for this past several decades in the United States. These sort of surgeries can be performed both in hospitals and also in freestanding ambulatory surgical centers. In Nebraska, we have a statutory requirement that requires all outpatient surgeries to be reported to our department, including procedure type, patient characteristics or information, and other relevant information. So we wanted to know, can we use this data for occupational health surveillance? We wanted to look at several things like data quality, outcome surveillance, and can we look at trends? So we compiled this outpatient surgical data from 2005 to 2014 for Nebraska residents. We identified work-related surgeries if the payer type was workers' compensation. We unfortunately had to only include the hospital-based outpatient surgeries, and that's because, and this is a HDD data, we had to exclude the ambulatory surgical center data. We found this data was very low quality in different formats and hard to standardize. And so at this time, we only could include the hospital-based outpatient surgeries. And we mainly did a descriptive analysis for 1 year and also looked at some 10-year trends. So a quick breakdown of the numbers. We had about 230,000 outpatient surgeries in hospitals in Nebraska. About half of those were based in hospitals, and about 1% of those, or about 1,500, were work-related hospital outpatient surgeries. So first we looked at patient characteristics. We found about 72% of these hospital outpatient surgeries were among men, and the most frequent age group was 45 to 54 years old. We next looked at what are the top 10 procedures performed that were work-related. A little surprisingly, we found knee arthroscopy or surgery as the most frequent surgical procedure. That was followed by injection of the spine, which is usually pain management related, and surprisingly, dressing and debriding burns was the third most frequent procedure. I also want to point out carpal tunnel surgery made our top 10 list with 49 surgeries in 2014. We looked at healthcare costs just to see if we could do it. We can assess. We found about $18 million in hospital charges were due to work-related outpatient surgeries. And that's an estimated about 6% of all workers' compensation charges in the state. We next looked at primary diagnosis. We found that fractures were the most frequent diagnoses leading to a work-related outpatient injuries, followed by sprains and strains, burns, open wounds, dislocation and amputations. Finally, I want to show one trend chart. This is trends by selected diagnoses, including sprains and strains in blue, burns in red, and yellow in amputations. One thing I want to note is that we identified a pretty good increase in burn injuries from 2005 to 2014, which is surprising to us, but again, this is only the hospital-based data. So we have some work to do to look into if we're also seeing this trend in the ambulatory surgical center data and what might be explaining this. So in conclusion, you know, we think that in terms of data quality, the hospital-based data is of high quality, and we can use this for occupational health surveillance, and this data can be easily combined to look at multiple years. In terms of the outcome surveillance, we think it's important, and again, for trends, we can look at multiple years, but we really do need to tell the whole story and include all surgeries, including the ambulatory surgical centers, to fully assess this data set. And finally, you know, we feel like outpatient surgeries do contribute to the overall burden of OCC injuries and illnesses, and this data can be provide valuable information to OCC health surveillance activities in the state. All right. I was waiting for the beep. I kind of want to hear it.